This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.
We're talking with Steve Garofalo, author of the book Equipped, Basic Training in Apologetics for Evangelism. And you do stress that scripture should be at the forefront of apologetics, but not all of us can go to Bible college or seminary. And, so what would you say to that person? Maybe we don't have time to read the whole Bible in a couple of months.
Yeah, there's a couple options. So this is why I put together a program. Equipped was the first book. There's now an Equipped workbook. So there's Equipped Basic Training in Apologetics for Evangelism. Then there's Equipped workbook. And now we've just got part one of a video series that teaches this entire book chapter by chapter. We do have an option for those who don't want to spend, 7 years in seminary as I did, because I don't think that's necessary for most people. And they can take it right to their Bible study. If they really want to take it up a notch, they can reach us at readfortruth.org and just hit request a speaker and just send us a message. We're happy to do some live stream training, or if we want to take it in depth enough, we can always arrange to get people certified through Reason for Truth. And we also have the National Apologetics Training Center as part of what we are. And we can certify them to begin to teach other people. The goal is, not that the degree from seminary is not it's not a trophy. It's just an experience and of learning this God blessed us with to be able to pour into other people. We say train the trainer, because you have to be able to train, and we want you then to be able to train the people. But you have to have the cookies on a shelf low enough that human beings are able to understand it. And I think this program does that.
Now, if someone, you quote scripture to people, you refer to the Bible, but what if they don't accept that? What's the Bible? I don't believe in that, or I don't even believe in God. Yeah. What do you do in that situation?
And that is where we're at today. First of all, if you understand who you're talking with again, right? If most young people, if you're dealing with young people per se, have been raised in the church to some degree, not all. But you're right. We tend to come in, and everyone loves that. They think like, where are you going to go when you die? And they're like, what? And you think they're going to say hell? Ah, I'm afraid. Well, they're going to say I'm an atheist. I don't believe in hell or heaven. So what it comes down to, Jeff, really is there's four levels that I keep it down to from the 12 points of Christianity. There's about four that I use. Number one. If you've got somebody who was raised in the church, who believes in God, and perhaps is an agnostic or something, and they believe that God exists and Jesus in the Bible, you could talk about Jesus Christ. But in most cases, exactly what you're saying, we can't talk about Jesus Christ until we give evidence that, listen, the New Testament truly is the superior ancient manuscripts that we have. They are. You can compare them to the Hindu Vedas. And you don't have to be an expert. Just get some general information to show why the Quran is not true, because they may have to ask those questions, and why your New Age stuff is not true. So Jesus, New Testament scriptures, but you can't really talk about the New Testament scriptures until exactly what you say, which is you have to show them the truth about God. First of all, who is God? What is God? And can we know him? Right? Because if you can't, there's nothing to talk about on up, further up the, for new scriptures. Because if God doesn't exist, as you said, then you haven't made your way to the New Testament scriptures. And that's what a lot of people try to do. They want to talk about Jesus or the Bible. And they were like, well, I don't believe that God exists. Or I believe God is more like a Hindu God of many gods, 330 million plus. That's how many Hindu gods there are.
Oh my gosh.
But there's one more. And it is at the base is truth. You see, a lot of people today think that truth is relative, or they're not sure if it's absolute. And that's important. Because if you cannot establish the fact that truth is absolute, and by the way, everybody believes in truth, just philosophically they deny it. If you really just ask them, hey, listen, if it's not true that this is a burning building, just walk in one end and walk out the back, right? No one's going to really walk in the building, because the truth is they'll get burned up. Not that I want to see anybody do that. So you establish that truth is absolute, then it can be known. That sounds technical, but it's not. So you just establish what truth is, and it can be known. Then you have a license to talk about God. What is God? Is he? There's only three theistic religions: Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. So, truth, establish what God is, who He is. From there, then you could talk about, hey, look what the New Testament. It's superior, really. Look at the evidence for that versus the Hindu Vedas. Look how they're laid out. And then you can go then talk about Jesus. Now, I'm not saying you have to go through all four of those. If you have a coworker, a neighbor who's a Muslim, you don't really have to deal with truth. Let me tell you something. They're more absolute truths than most Christians are. They don't argue that point. Then they're really to the, and God, they're not. That you don't have to get the God part. You could skip that outside of the Trinity, which you could go right to, okay, let's look at the Quran versus the Quran versus New Testament scriptures. That's really where you're going to, and then they're going to want to look at the Old Testament too, but pretty much they discount the Old Testament. Do you see how that works? And then you have some people that just grew up in the church and they're like, yeah, I haven't been back to church in 30 years, man, whatever, you know, I just don't believe it. Well, you have all this training, but now you just have to, then you can start with the Bible and see what the Bible says. It's a sliding scale. You really got to see where they're at and then understand. But if you follow that, and the book and the workbook and the video series lays all that out, how to do that.
We're talking with Steve Garofalo, author of the book Equipped. He wants to get us equipped to tell others about the good news of Christ, this basic training in apologetics for evangelism. So how can people get a copy of Equipped?
Great. It's on Amazon. You can go there, obviously, or you can get a discount on it. And if you go to Reason ForTruth.org or .Bible and just hit the Equipped Academy, you'll see two tabs. One is the resources. The books are there. And if you want to do the video training, you can hit the Academy button. It's right there. That's accessible to all.
All right. And that website again?
ReasonForTruth.org or .Bible and just hit the Equipped tab, and you'll see one for the video training and one for the resources, or go to Amazon.
All right. Awesome. Well, hey, thanks you for joining us this morning, Steve, and for rating the song as well. Appreciate that.
I give it a 5, by the way, for the right moments, just so you know. Okay. If I'm in the mood, I like it. But if I'm not, I might want piano or something. Anyway.
Well, from what we know of your book, we give it a 5 because, man, we definitely, especially in these times, we need to be better equipped because it's getting tough out there to talk about Christ.
Yes, so, awesome. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. God bless.
This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.